Hello. Hi, Water.
Yes, hello.
Yes, this is Michael, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet that includes print, radio, internet, or television?
No, they do not.
Okay. Now, first of all, of course, here you are in a safe place where you can talk openly on the phone without a problem, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50?
50-50.
Okay. And what is your age, if you don't mind?
I'm 76.
Okay. And forward here, please rate the level of motivation for next year's presidential and congressional elections in November of 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated, for 0 you're not at all motivated, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10. How motivated are you to vote in the election from 0 to 10?
Yeah, I would say 9.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, how closely would you say that you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Well, very close.
Okay. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you be considered a strong Democrat or not too strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied.
Okay. Now, when you hear about inflation and the rising costs of who do you blame the most? The COVID pandemic, Republicans in Congress, big business and corporate pricing, gouging and greed, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, the Biden administration and their policies?
I would say the Republicans.
Republicans, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate the scale of a scale of 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and of course 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. How important is that to you from 0 to 10?
I would say 9.
Okay. Now, reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice. From 0 to 10, how important is that to you?
It's very important. I would say 10.
Okay. Reducing gun violence from 0 to 10. How important that is?
I would say 10.
Okay. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods from 0 to 10.
I would say 10.
Okay. Fighting back against the rise of white nationalism from 0 to 10.
I wish it can go higher. I wish it can say 20, but I have to say 10.
Okay. Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants from 0 to 10. How important is that to you from 0 to 10?
That was very important. I say 10.
Okay. And now moving forward here, switching gears a little bit and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I approve.
Okay, would that be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I would say strongly approve.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Now, depending on how you feel, and it'll be quick. If you have no opinion,
You're speaking of that's about Joe Biden?
No, it's different people that I'm going to ask you about, not just him. If you have no opinion, if you've never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is Joe Biden. From 0 to 100, how do you feel about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
I would say 100 towards him.
Okay. What about Mitch McConnell from 0 to 100?
Yeah, I would say 0.
Okay. The Democratic Party from 0 to 100?
100.
Okay. Donald Trump, 0 to 100?
I would say 0, 0, 0.
Okay. Kamala Harris from 0 to 100?
I would say 100.
Okay. Black Lives Matter from 0 to 100?
I would say 100.
Okay. Cornel West, 0 to 100?
0.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court from 0 to 100?
Supreme Court. I have to have mixed emotions about the Supreme Court.
Yeah, because remember, go ahead.
I was going to say, especially with Thomas, Justice Thomas, I would say 0 towards him.
Okay. Now, remember, for the Supreme Court as a whole, 0, of course, means that you feel very unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And 100, you feel very. So we have to pick a number from 0 to 100.
I would say 50.
Okay. And just moving forward here, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democratic Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democratic Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I think it's getting worse.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read what some others have said that they believe are threats to the African community, African-American community. Which of the following do you believe will be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? I'm going to read them to you. You can just choose one or two if you like. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. That's the first one. Donald Trump getting elected president again. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. Rising crime and violence. Lack of quality education and opportunities. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, stagnant wages and rising cost, book bans that threaten to erase our history. Which one would you choose if we believe it's the biggest threat to the African-American community from what I read to you?
It would be Donald Trump getting elected again.
Okay. Now moving along here. Have you recently read or seen or heard anything about President Biden and his administration and what are they doing? Have you heard have you read or seen or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
No, I have not.
Okay. Okay, great. Would that be only a little or nothing at all?
I would say a little.
Okay. Now, has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
I would say more.
Okay, more favorable. Is that somewhat more favorable or much more favorable?
More favorable.
Okay, so that'd be much more or somewhat more?
Yes, much more.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in the office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Okay, I'm going to ask you quickly here. The first one is provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. How important is that to you? Very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
It's very important.
Okay, that's not going to hear. Now, establish Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
That's very important.
Okay. Cut black employment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not important at all?
That's very important.
Okay. Made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans. Expanding broadband to low-income communities and creating more jobs and making America more competitive. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, and not at all important?
That's very important.
Okay. And we're getting closer to what was done here. Now, we have discussed some of the accomplishments. We have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years. I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden's handling his job as president? Do you approve?
I approve. I approve.
Would you consider strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote. 5 means that it is somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number from 0 to 10. I'm going to quickly read this to you. MAGA, Republicans are banning books and not allowing the accurate telling of the history of slavery and racism in this country. They are trying to erase our history from American history. If they erase our history, we learn nothing from the horrors and mistakes of American history and are at risk of repeating it. Our goal should be to teach the truth, prepare our children for a more united future in order to emphasize their contributions and importance of all of us. Regardless of race, we must vote for it. Now, from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement to you?
It's very important. I would say 10.
10, very convincing. Okay, great. Now, the other one says this. Extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country. Now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, limited the rights of same-sex couples, and rejected student loan forgiveness. The Supreme Court has real impact on our lives. These judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement to you?
It's very important. 10.
Very convincing. Okay. Now I'm moving here. Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of our survey, people opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year. 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10. How motivated are you from 0 to 10?
I'm very motivated. I'm going to say 10.
Okay. Now, and what stood out to you most for the arguments you just heard? Is there a certain thing that stood out from the arguments I just gave you? Is it anything that stood out the most that you have heard?
Most that stood out for me was all the things that Joe Biden had done.
Okay.
And let's see, and about the history of of America and about blacks and police brutality.
Okay.
And all of those have stood out for me.
Okay, one second here. And police brutality. Okay, one second. Let's see here. Okay, great. Let me see here. Okay. Now, moving forward, I'm going to read you a list of ways some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in any way. Text messages. Did you receive any type of messages during the 2022 midterm elections?
I did not.
Okay. What about TV ads?
Let me think and see. I did receive TV ads.
Oh, okay. What about door knocks? Yes or no?
No, I did not.
Okay. Social media, internet ads? Yes or no?
I did not.
Okay. Phone calls? Yes or no?
No, I did not. I didn't receive any.
Okay. Someone canvassing neighborhoods? Yes or no?
I think that some people did come out and put flies in the, I got flies in the mail through the mail.
Okay. What about mailers?
I did not.
Okay. Radio ads?
No, I did not.
Okay, one second here. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last, I didn't understand.
Yes, yes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, high school.
Okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
I'm a widow. I'm single.
Okay. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I do not. I have a son. He's 37, but he doesn't
okay.
live here.
Okay. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say liberal.
Okay. Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all or more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
It's biracial. Blacks and whites live in my neighborhood.
Okay. Would you say nearly all or more than half, or about half, or less than half?
I would say half and half, half white, half black.
Okay. Now, how would you describe the area where you live in, urban, suburban, or rural?
It's, I would say upscale.
Okay. Would that be considered urban or suburban?
Yes, suburban, uh-huh.
Okay. Now, were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S., yes or no?
One of my grandparents was
were any of your grandparents, one or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S., of the USA, or no?
No,
yes,
no.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Let me see. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the U.S., yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, were you born outside of the U.S., yes or no?
No, I was born here in America.
Okay. Great. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, and you have a great evening, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.